الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as you all know that the month of Ramadan is coming very close. The month that we are in now is the month of Rajab. Rajab is one of the months which has been declared as Ashhurul Hurum, meaning they are the sanctified months. They are the months in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified and has given reverence and has been given very highly regarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is this month in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would receive this month and enter into this month, he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. The meaning is, O Allah, give me barakah in the month of Rajab or Sha'ban, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, and give me the opportunity to receive the month of Ramadan. Give me barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and give me the opportunity to receive the month of Ramadan. This is a sunnah, this is a dua which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. So we should all say this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Inshallah, if we have said this, we have practiced upon one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That carries a great weight in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru 100 shaheed, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. That whosoever revives one of my sunnah at the time when the degeneration of my ummah is happening, at the time when my ummah is facing difficulty, at the time when the sunnah is being eradicated from the lives of my ummah, and at that time he upholds and he revives, he practices a sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give him a reward of one martyr, but would give him the reward of 100 martyrs. Subhanallah. Everybody say subhanallah. My dear respected brothers and elders, This goes to show that time is a great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't that Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his time and to increase his life. Why? Because it is this time which we have the opportunity to acquire the continent, we have the opportunity to acquire the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is this only opportunity that we have to acquire the happiness and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once this time is depleted, once this time is finished, then we will not get this opportunity again. The Quran says that look at those people, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ So look, that when you see the sinners standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lowering their heads in shame, ناقصوا رؤوسهم, and they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا, oh Allah, we have seen, أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا, we have heard now, فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, give us the opportunity one more time, return us back to this world, نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, that surely we will do virtuous action, surely we will uphold the deen of Allah, surely we will practice upon your orders, surely we will bring the sunnah of Rasulullah into our lives. Inna muqinoon, we have become true believers and we have brought about the strong faith within us. Now we have seen everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give that opportunity again. We have one and one only opportunity. So this is why this time is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This every second that we have is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله. That the best of all people whose life is long and his amal is good. Why, my dear respected brothers and elders? It's because by having this extension, by having an extended life, we have the opportunity to earn the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn a bigger jannah, and also have the opportunity to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are in need of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are in need of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are you also in need of rahmah? And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I am also in need of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me, has covered me with the rahmah of his. So no one can enter into Jannah without the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can enter into the house, into the paradise without getting forgiveness and being under the shade of rahmah of Rasulullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ نُوْقِشَ فَقَدْ حَلَقْ. So whosoever, نَامَيْ أَعْمَالِ, the book of deeds, is scrutinized, he will not be able to enter into Jannah. Can any of us ever say that we did not commit a sin? Nobody above Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saved from sin. We have committed so much sin, and it only takes one sin, one disobedience, to send us into the fire of hell. So all of us are in need of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said in the hadith, sometime a person says something, yet he may think that that is nothing, very little, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has great consequences. It is so severe in terms of in terms of its consequences in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that that will throw him into the bottomless pit of the fire of hell. And sometimes he may say something which he may think is trivial, something a little bit good, made somebody smile when he said something. He may think it's very trivial, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's so great that that will take him to the highest level of Jannah. So who knows what we have done, what we have said, what we have thought, that can either lead us into Jannah or can take us away from the rahmah of Allah and throw us into the pits of fire of hell. So we do not know which amal of us will take us which way. So nobody is guaranteed abode in Jannah. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, and this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the month of Rajab would come, he could see that the month of Ramadan is dawning, is coming, is about to rise. So he will start begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, faballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, make us not among those unfortunate people who, in spite of becoming so close to month Ramadan, yet do not receive the month of Ramadan. This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, it is with great regret that so many of us do not understand, do not appreciate the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَقْبُولٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. That there are two great ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are in great deception. That the majority of the people are in deception, do not understand the value of those two ni'mas. الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ is the good health, and that the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the free time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. You only need to go and ask those people who are not blessed with this good health. Go to the hospital and see the brothers. This itself is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you will appreciate that the benefit of good health that we enjoy. And then we will understand how great this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enjoying. Look within our family, you don't have to go too far. And I'm sure you will see examples where they had this great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now it has been taken away from them. Somebody maybe who had a stroke, now they are disabled due to the stroke. You may come across people who had a car accident, but now they have broken legs. You do not need to go far. Just look within your family and you will find many, many examples. There are many people who may not have the same wealth that we are enjoying back at home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that wealth. So we have this opportunity. We have all this great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of good health. And on top of that, having that time to do the goodness, to propagate the deen, to establish the deen within ourselves and within the community. My dear respected brothers and elders, once that time will go, and once the opportunity will go, we can cry with blood, but we will not get that opportunity again. But if we made that tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that sincere repentance, then who knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. But the real essence of this today's talk is, my dear respected brothers, is number one, is make preparation for the month of Ramadan. By, first of all, practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by saying, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. This dua, which only takes a couple of seconds to say, maybe 3 or 4 seconds to say, but who knows, by practicing upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only have we acquired a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but who knows, by saying this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased our time, and by that increasement, we have now might be able to have this opportunity of getting the month of Ramadan, of receiving the month of Ramadan, and the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for the month of Ramadan, we were able to pick those fruits. That is why it is said that the month of Rajab is like sowing the seeds in the land. The month of Sha'ban is like watering those seeds. And the month of Ramadan is like harvesting those crops that you have made effort. So we make preparation from now. These 2 months is the month that we make preparation for the month of Ramadan. And if we have made that preparation, and we have made that sacrifice and that effort, then when it's time for the marathon to come, we are fully geared. We can last throughout the end of the month of Ramadan. How many people make preparation for any marathon that to come for many months before, so that they can reach the finishing line? Is that not true? How many people who's run the half marathon? Very few, I know. But whoever does it, they must have made many months of preparation beforehand. Must have made many months of preparation. Likewise, the marathon of the ibadah is coming in the month of Ramadan. So we must make preparation before making that sacrifice. Start keeping fast in these 2 months. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would profusely fast in the months of these months. Increase our ibadah in terms of zikr, in terms of dua, in terms of our salah, optional salah. So when the month of Ramadan will come, we are fully prepared. We are fully practiced and fully ready to make that marathon in ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.